This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. If you're hearing me and looking for the Pelicans game this evening, tune over to the big 8:70 a.m. Pregame coverage has started 6:30 with a tip-off of 7 o'clock in Minnesota. Next three games on the road for the Birds, back-to-back in Minnie and then at Detroit.
Yeah, and we saw what happened with that Detroit matchup. Granted, Willie talked a lot in his post-game presser about how Trey Murphy getting injured within the first moment really kind of shell-shocked.
Sucked the air out of folks, right.
And that's probably why that first quarter was as bad as it was, because the team was just so stunned. And there's the human element there. You can kind of understand it. But yeah, they got destroyed on their home floor by the Pistons. And now you go back-to-back games against Minnesota. They play tonight, and then they play on Friday night. So it's not the true back-to-back. It's what they call the baseball series, where you have two games in one spot. So Minnesota, Steve, is a team. I guess we'll do a quick preview of them. They're kind of hot. I mean, they were a team that underperformed a little bit. They made that major trade in the offseason, moving on from Karl-Anthony Towns after making a run to the Western Conference Finals. A lot of people really questioned that, myself included. But they've found some footing here recently. They're now 40-30. It's only got them as the seventh seed in the West, which is kind of a testament to how good the Western Conference is yet again. But they've won 8 of their last 9. Granted, they lost this last game to the Pacers by 2 points. But outside of that, they were on an 8-game winning streak. They're playing really good basketball right now. It's kind of a bad timing for the Pels to get them.
Yeah, you look at the rest of the Pels' slate of games, too. It's all, you know, playoff teams pretty much in the mix here. There's no real easy games looking down the line for this squad. So, you know, it's still going to be a test of a lot of the young guys on the roster. I know pregame that Coach Willie Green was asked about the leadership of CJ McCollum, a guy like that, how instrumental that's been this season. And yet, if there's somebody that's keeping this group together right now, I think CJ deserves a ton of credit. I mean, I know the wins haven't been there, and sometimes we've talked about those third quarters games seem to disappear for them, but overall I do feel like this team does fight night in and night out.
The game against Detroit was kind of not that, and Willie said that himself in the post-game presser, where you get blown out by 46 points. He didn't like the effort of the game. Granted, nobody can make a shot. Like, the Pels guards in that game, I think, shot like 4 of 35 or something like that. Like, between Jordan Hawkins and CJ and Jose, it was just a brutal night shooting all around. And sometimes that happens. You have off nights, but having all three of your guards have an off night at the exact same time was part of the reason why you get blown out by 46 points. To your point, though, Steve, about the upcoming schedule, they play the Timberwolves in back-to-back games, as we mentioned, in this baseball series in Minnesota. Minnesota's playing great basketball right now. They're in the playoff hunt. Then they have the Pistons to wrap up this three-game road trip. They're in the playoff hunt, but then they come home, and this is where it's going to be interesting. They host the 76ers, who are out of things. They're clearly tanking at this point. They host the Warriors, who are in the playoff hunt. But then Sunday, March 30th, they host the Hornets. And if you're looking at the standings right now, right, the Pelicans are one game ahead of the Hornets for that top three spot in the lottery odds. And if you're looking towards the lottery and you want to see the Pelicans get their highest potential chance at a top, basically three pick, you have to end up in those top three spots. They changed the lottery rules, I think, basically half a decade ago. It was after, you know, the 76ers had done the trust the process, where they were just openly tanking every single year to have the best odds to get the number one overall pick. Now it's those three teams, the teams that finished with the three worst records in the NBA, have the same odds for the top overall pick. It's 14%. So the Pelicans are one game ahead of the Hornets. That's going to be a game to keep an eye on. Also watch for the Hornets basically the rest of the season. The Jazz and the Wizards are both at 15 wins right now. The Pels are at 18. So it's a little bit more likely that maybe the Hornets could leapfrog the Pelicans. Those other two teams we'll have to see. They go to the Clippers after that matchup at LA for the Lakers. So back-to-back games in LA. And then they host the Bucks, which was that rescheduled game from when this winter storm was here. They go to Brooklyn. Yeah. They host, or they go to Milwaukee after that. The Heat and then the Thunder to wrap up the season. So I would say, Steve, about maybe 10 of these final 13 matchups are against teams that are openly trying to win and make it into the playoff race, kind of get playoff positioning, their seeding set. But outside of that, like, you have the 76ers, the Hornets, and the Nets that are right there with the Pelicans as far as looking for kind of lottery balls.
Yeah, you mentioned that game with Charlotte. It might be like, you win the game. No, you win the game.
Well, do you remember when they played the Jazz recently and the Jazz, like, openly sat nine players?
Right.
Like, it wasn't – I see teams get penalized and fined for tanking. I better see the Jazz get something, because it's been ridiculous what they've been doing. At least the Pelicans are consistently playing Zion, unless it's like the back-to-backs where there's the injury issue potential. They're still playing them. Like, if you saw that Jazz game when the Pelicans went up against Utah head-to-head, it was embarrassing how many players they sat. But to each their own, I guess.
Definitely frustrating season with the Birds right now, and another injury piling up over there with Trey Murphy. Definitely wish him the best. And really unfortunate, because we've been seeing Zion Williamson right now playing some pretty darn good basketball and just nothing else really around him.
He scored 30 of their 81 points against Detroit. So, like I said, it was a bad night for the guards. And we'll see what happens tonight. Once again, I'm not expecting anything with Minnesota being as hot as they are. They were winners of 8 straight before their matchup against the Pacers recently. It's going to be one of those, we'll see how the end of the season kind of shapes up with the teams near the bottom. Because if you're looking for the best potential odds for the number one overall pick, which is going to be Cooper Flagg from Duke, you need to finish with a top three worst record in the NBA. Right now they're at 4, so they're close. I mean, we'll see what happens. That Hornets game, like I mentioned.
How much can you stink it up at the end?
It's going to be the one to keep an eye on. But that's kind of the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Like, yes, it's been a miserable year. It's been a just injury-riddled, brutal campaign, just like what happened with Memphis last year.
Right.
And that's what the blueprint that keeps popping up is, using the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, they had all those injuries. They get a good lottery pick, and they kind of run it back with a talented roster and then an additional piece. And that's what you're hoping the Pelicans can do. But to get their best potential odds at the number one overall pick, they got to finish with a top three worst record. And the NBA, right now, they're just outside.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans! Ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that, no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.